You see, dearest beings of light, breathe. You are now being asked to do something beyond where you thought possible. You are being asked to move forward with your crown chakra, to move forward with your soul star chakra, to move forward with your earth chakra, to move forward in perfect alignment for you. And as you do, this world will shift. For you are the way showers. You are the beings of light that we have been waiting for. We came here many years ago for you. Yes, they did. We are the Galactics. And we give thanks for you. We are here for you to help us from our planets. We are a part of all of the 12 root races that many of you are connected to. All of you are connected to. Help us learn your love. Help us learn your open heart. Hoo-ha. So those Galactics are a little pushy sometimes, huh? They just pop in, huh? Dearest beings of light, we love you so deeply. We know you. We're going to sit down for a moment. Hopefully. You see, we honor you. We honor who you are. We honor the benevolence within you. The vessel Marilyn says, fix your hair. She sits back here and talks, except when the Master Yeshua comes in. You see, and then she comes inside and weeps. You see, with this energy and with this frequency that is coming in, you know it is the strongest that your soul has experienced for maybe 200,000 years. And that is why the entire planet is coming under a frequency and rising above that frequency. And as this planet rises above that frequency, the light plerkers of this planet will expand. They will grow. They will shine. We believe that there's 24% population of this planet that are light plurkers, heading for 25%. Now, many do not know that they are light plurker. They may be a nurse working in a hospital. They may be, you know, an attorney. Yes, even attorneys are light plurkers. You see, the goodness that comes from every single thing is what you are activating. The goodness that is in your soul, in your heart. Yes, Master Yeshua is on the council, and he says that he is already here. He says he is already reborn in your heart. And it is high time you follow marital's guidance and say, don't do anything you don't love doing. Don't be around anyone you don't love being around. Be around nature, water, green, or desert. You love the desert? Be around desert. Appreciate all aspects of your beautiful planet. For your beautiful planet was created just for you. For the healing aspect of you. Oh, we love you deeply. We came all this way just to be with you. We see you. We know you. We honor you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. My partner is aware that the clock ticks forward toward something. It is called the Circle of 12. It's new. And yet it's not new. That is the discussion of this channeling. This channeling will be the same information tomorrow. For this channeling is the precursor to the actual Circle of 12 energy. It will show itself very soon on this planet. I want to tell you about it more specifically right now. I want to introduce you to it. I'd love you to feel it. I'd love you to feel it. Here is a premise I want you to know. 31 years ago, when I came to this planet, my partner had to get used to me. The engineer that he was had to get used to that, which is pure, complete love, compassion, an angelic energy that would follow him, be part of his life, and open him up to things he didn't expect. And in that time, I told him, why were we here? It's only recently that I started telling him that he was here for the shift, that I was here to be with him for the shift, and that the information that would be given over and over would be for the shift. And the shift took place. The shift, I told him, and he reported and wrote about, was that which was new. Evolution of consciousness. Is it possible that human nature could change? This is the premise, an important premise, because there have been so many that says human nature is what it is. It will never shift because it is human nature. The idea would be it's static, it never moves, never will move, that it's part of what makes a human being. And I will tell you this, dear ones, that is the old human being. A new normal is at hand, a new human is at hand. What does an evolved human look like in consciousness? And I will tell you this, the first thing that a psychologist will see when they start to study the group that is new of consciousness is that human nature is no longer what it used to be. Human nature will no longer gravitate toward the negative automatically or be necessarily attracted to those things which are always negative. Human nature as it has existed in the past is what the media today counts on for you to watch them. And yet, there are so many that are turning them out, turning them off and saying, if this is all you've got, we don't want it. A human nature that becomes attracted to benevolence, to beauty, to kindness. In this, new energies start to be created. And these new energies are not new to the planet, dear ones. They're new to an older energy. That's the newness of them. So you might say that the energy that you're about to be introduced to has always been here, and you'd be right. In fact, you've gotten to see it so many times, so many times. And each time it happens, dear ones, you label it a miracle. Each time. Myrtle knows about a miracle. That's the first thing that put her on this track of benevolence and kindness. It was always there. The stories about the masters moving in such a way that wherever they went, the healing followed them, and they could go up to a place and it would be there, and those would walk away differently than they came. And you'd say, well, that has to be a miracle from that master. And at the same time, that master would say, no, you all are the children of God. Your lineage includes this energy. It fell on deaf ears so many times. In an old energy, light sometimes is not seen at all, especially if it's in a different spectrum. That spectrum of light, that rainbow spectrum that goes way beyond the waves that you see now, is the model. You are starting to now experience and be able to participate in a new kind of light. It's always been there. There are some humans who have experienced this in such a profound way. They've literally come back from death. The diseases would ramp up in their body and it would literally stop their hearts. And then something happened. So amazing was it that the books were written, seminars were created, where they would say, you have no idea what we are capable of. And the disease would simply disappear from their cellular structure so it was never even detectable. Where they would come back from that edge of that which you would say was death, where they had seen the light and wanted to stay, but were directed back here so they could tell you, there is an energy that is ours. It's ours. It doesn't belong to the creative source to be doled out as miracles. You see, it's ours. It lurks in every pore of the body. And that energy is going to be exposed with the circle of 12. Does it make sense that if you're going to have an evolved humanity, that there's going to be an evolvement of physics? An evolvement that will include that which you can produce within soul level. Does it make sense that if you're going to have an evolved consciousness, there are going to be energies you've never seen before because of it? You are at that stage now, these years after the shift, where I want you to participate in something if you choose. Where we'd like to expose something to you that you can see or not see, because not all will see it. But those who are so ready will, and more will see it than not, and experience it and feel it. Let me tell you about it. Come closer with me. Come closer to that which is your core. And has always had this energy in it of miracles. Ask Myrtle what it's like to come close to this and have everything change for you. The circle of 12 is a name. It represents not just a name, but an energy, a new paradigm, if you wish. New paradigms come with a consciousness of misunderstanding so often because you want to put them in what you know instead of what you don't know. Some will have confusion and say, well, tell me what it is and quantify it and what color is it? And it doesn't work that way. Some will label it, well, this is more just New Age nonsense. Imagine an energy that you can't see, that's powerful, it's always been there. Puh. And I'll say, let me introduce you to gravity, dear one. What color is it? How long have you experienced? Is it something that's powerful? Do you have to live with it all the time? Do you understand it? And the answer is no, you haven't got a clue. This is what we're talking about. Energies like that, that are multidimensional, that have always been here, that you've never really used, but you only got to see it. Imagine. Come closer. Imagine going to a place that I can't even describe yet, where you're invited into it, an entrance, and an admonition before you ever get there that says this to you: don't come into this place unless you're ready for a shift. Don't come into this place if you don't mean it, because there are things here that you don't expect. I've told my partner to present it in a way that is open to all. I've told my partner that there is a process, a procedure that will happen every single time the same way. Come closer. And as you approach the entrance to this circle of 12, which is a metaphor for something else, come closer, and when you do, take off your shoes, because this is sacred ground. Dear human being, you're going to be exposed to pure, pure healing. When the body goes through spontaneous remission, it's flooded with this energy. It has no choice but to heal. This is an energy that you're really not ready for. I've told my partner to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it, because it does so many things, this energy. If you want to colorize it, it is the purest and most beautiful green you've ever seen. Ever seen. Greener than the Green Isle of Ireland. Greener than any light behind green than you've ever seen. It permeates that color, because that is a metaphor for the healing of everything. The cells respond to it depending upon what the human being needs at the moment. And it's not just that which is disease-ridden. How would you like to be healed in an Akashic way? How would you like to have your very memories changed so that the things that bother you right now will be washed away? That's a change, dear ones, that you cannot do yourself. There are those even in the room, and especially those listening later, who will say, I've got something in my life that I cannot get rid of. And let's give it a name: betrayal. Betrayal. And my heart hurts, and I can't unknow this betrayal. Oh, really? Wait till you come into this place. Because you cannot exist in this place and walk out with that memory. Oh, what happened will be there, but the energy of it will be insignificant, because what will replace it is the glory of who you are. Seeing the soul for the first time cleanses everything. No more fear if you let it. Every single one can come in as many times as they wish, because there's so many layers to undo. So many layers to undo. Some will come just to sit and be cleansed with the peace of the love and the knowledge of being one with the Creator. Imagine being able to synthesize the energy of spontaneous remission in a tube and then pouring it out and watching it grow and amplify and go to a place that you can enter. That's the circle of 12. I told my partner to facilitate that once a week for a year, and maybe longer. I told my partner to make sure that 25% of every meeting would be completely and totally free to the planet, and the rest would fund that which he does. I told my partner that it won't get old any more than taking a shower gets old, because of the water that you feel that is so beautiful against you and the cleansing action that you look forward to, the negative ions that flow around you like a waterfall that perhaps was warm. You don't get tired of it ever. It's a place of solace. It's a place of refreshing. It's a place you will not forget. And it's new. Whereas what happened occasionally as miracles and pinpoints of light on this planet existed in an old energy, we are going to put it in a place and let you bathe in it. But it's profound and it's sacred. And it isn't casual. Crying, what is all this about the 12? You'll see. It's not what you think. Well, it has to be 12 masters that are there to help you. No, it isn't. It's not what you think. You don't know what's in there. But I'm going to paint a picture. A picture you're not going to forget. It's bigger than you think. And in this place, every week, my partner will lead you if you choose to come, and will warn you, don't come in casually. Sit outside and enjoy the spillover, but don't come in unless you're ready for change. It's going to happen soon. My partner is not aware of what it looks like. My partner is not aware of how he'll feel about it. My partner is not aware of what's going to happen to him when he goes in, for he's a human as well. And that's what I wanted to share with you. It is something he didn't expect, but dear ones, old souls did. You're not going to have an old energy planet to have to slog through, if indeed this is a new age. The old energy on this planet must be transmuted, the grids must be changed, and slowly human nature will change. And in the process, there will be new energies here. This is one of many. This is why I came. This is why I came. This is why I came. And so it is.